What's happening? What's happening?
Hello, my name is Brad Harden, and I'm the host of the brand new show here on the Hoop Ball Network, Hoop Ball Hawks, where we cover everything regarding the Atlanta Hawks, from box score breakdown, training camp, free agency, the rumor mill. You love John Collins? You love Ice Trey? You love JR Crickets? Well, check us out. Follow us at Hoop Ball Hawks on Twitter. Follow myself at Brad Jarrett 67 on Twitter, and we hope y'all check us out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast listeners. There are tons of VPN providers out there. You've probably heard of a few of them, and some of you may have even used a VPN before. But I like to do research on my sponsors, and I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in. I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. Here's why. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible for their service to log any of your info. Second is speed. I've tried lots of VPNs in the past. Many slow your connection down or make your device sluggish. I've been using ExpressVPN for the past 3 months, and my internet speeds are blazing fast. Even when I connect to servers thousands of miles away, I can still stream HD quality videos with zero lag. The last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you do not have to input or program anything. You just fire up the app and click one button to connect. It's so easy, even your grandparents could do it. Full disclosure, I don't think my grandmother can do it. She can barely use the contacts function on her cell phone. Anyways, so protect yourself with the VPN that I use and trust. Use my link, expressvpn.com/hoopball today, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Visit expressvpn.com/hoopball to learn more. Now, on with the show.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What is happening, Bulls fans, and welcome to the Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast here on the Hoop Ball Network. Appreciate everybody that is tuning in. This is our morning after recap for Game 3. Bulls beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 124-103 at Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City. Look, here's what I want to take away from this game. But first, before I give you my takeaways, we are brought to you by ExpressVPN, MyBookie, and Manscaped. Go check out all of our awesome sponsors. You will not regret it. Before I get into my recap of this game, I want to preface it with this. This was your Oklahoma City Thunder starting lineup. Al Horford, Justin Jackson, Darius Bazley, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and Lou Dort. Now, I'm not taking anything away from those guys, but the Oklahoma City Thunder jettisoned over the course of the last 2 years Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Steven Adams, and Chris Paul, to name just a few. I say over the last 2 years because a lot of people didn't think that the Thunder were going to be in competitive mode last year, yet they were one of the more competitive teams in the West and gave the Rockets a pretty darn good run in the playoffs inside the NBA bubble. My point here being is that Billy Donovan left Oklahoma City. One of his former assistants is now the coach there. There's not much to expect from the Thunder this year, which is why I say you've got to keep every little thing that we're talking about in its context. With that being said, I do think that this was the Bulls' best preseason game of the year so far. Let's start off with this. Billy Donovan decided to make a change, and he made a change by putting Otto Porter Jr. on the bench and Patrick Williams into the starting lineup. This change was mutually beneficial. Here was Williams' line. 6 of 9 from the field over 27 minutes, 7 rebounds, 13 points. Made the only three-pointer that he attempted and was a plus 13. Also, he had 2 blocks. Patrick Williams is a stud. He moves amazingly without the ball. He can guard almost every position. He is the athletic type of wing that you have been looking for in Chicago for a very long time. Patrick Williams is a starting player in this league right now. Yes, that might be a little bit of a hot take, but you've seen enough of Patrick Williams at this point through 3 preseason games, and at least given the expectations of where the Bulls are, why not start this guy? Why not let him be a 27 to 32 minute a night guy? Or rather, let me back that up. Give him 25 to 30. I don't know why I gave those arbitrary numbers. Give him 25 to 30 minutes a night and just let him do his thing. Because Patrick Williams is the type of guy that makes everybody around him better because he can pretty much do everything that you want on the floor. He can guard 1 through 5. He can play offensively 1 through 5. He can create his own shot. He can move without the ball. He can set up his teammates for opportunities. But before we get to Otto Porter Jr., we're going to take a quick break and come back after this from our sponsors. I hope you guys feasted on the MyBookie Turkey Day free play that allowed users to grab themselves a risk-free bet up to $250. It was basically a free shot at trying to double your money. If you didn't get in on that, what are you doing? No, but seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are, we know what they are capable of, and it's not difficult to find some value in the lines. Okay, my little edit here. We never know what the Chicago Bears are capable of, especially when Mitchell Trubisky is your quarterback, okay? So let me just put that disclaimer in there. Anyways, when you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that get offered up every week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie. And when you do, use the promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200, they match you with another $100 in your account. If you were already planning to bet this season, this is betting free money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Welcome back to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. So I want to talk about Otto Porter Jr. now, because off the bench, he was 3 of 7 from the field in 22 minutes. But he had 12 rebounds, 4 assists, only 8 points, but he was a plus 19. Now, the plus-minus numbers are really something that I think we have to take with a grain of salt, because a lot of them are really based upon how your teammates are playing as well. But any time that you have a significant plus number or a significant minus number, I think that it is significant. Significance is significance. Yes, that sounds very redundant and repetitive and something you might hear from an incompetent politician, but I still believe that when your biggest negative on the entire night was Zach Norvell at a minus 4 in 12 minutes, and Zach Norvell is playing in the fourth quarter when you're already up by 15 points, that's not a bad thing. I like using Otto Porter Jr. off the bench. I think that he can provide a lot more versatility if you bring him in off the bench. You can work him 3 through 5. It works for everybody if you do it that way. So I think having Otto Porter Jr. come off the bench is a sign of things to come. That doesn't necessarily mean that Billy Donovan is going to stick with this lineup, but what it means is that the option is now open for Patrick Williams to be in the starting lineup. But I also think that Patrick Williams being in the starting lineup and Otto Porter being in the starting lineup can also happen simultaneously, and here's why. But before we get to why, we're going to take a quick break and hear from another one of our sponsors, Manscaped. Listen up, fellas, because today we have a new Manscaped product alert. Manscaped just released the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Take a look in the mirror and I guarantee you'll see hair sticking out of those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven. Okay, I don't really need to go there. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your you-know-whats. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yippee! I am so looking forward to doing that. Yes, you'll get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. I wouldn't know because I don't have nose hair, nor do I have any partner. So let's just get that straight right now. I live by myself and will be doomed to live in isolation for the end of eternity. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. What are you waiting for? Go whack those weeds. Welcome back into the HoopBALL Chicago Bulls podcast. Yes, we got to make sure that we get all the sponsors in. That's a big part of what we're doing here at HoopBALL. They keep the lights on. They pay the bills. They do all of the good stuff. Now I want to go into one glaring negative. And that glaring negative is Lauri Markkanen. 29 minutes last night, 11 points, 4 of 15 shooting. He did have 9 rebounds, but he's 2 of 9 from 3-point range. The numbers without the percentages look okay, but 11 points, not good enough. 4 of 15 from the field, not good enough. 2 of 9 from 3-point range, not good. 1 of 4 from the free throw line, really not good. When I brought up that you could see Patrick Williams and Otto Porter Jr. in the starting lineup at the same time, I meant you would replace Lauri Markkanen with one of the two. And I think it's more reasonable as we continue to see these preseason games that Lauri Markkanen may not find himself in the starting lineup at some point in the season. I do honestly believe that Lauri Markkanen is going to be in the Chicago Bulls starting lineup for a majority of their games. I'm just saying that the possibility is out there if the performance does not improve. And I think that we're seeing all of the warning signs that this is the Lauri Markkanen of last year and not the Lauri Markkanen of the first 2 years. Couple of big positives also, because there really were not a whole lot of negatives to talk about in this game. The Bulls shot 54.2% from the field. They shot 33% from three. They were 11 of 33 from beyond the arc. 8 of those 11 three-pointers came from your starting guards. Kobe White had a great game. 28 minutes, 27 points. 11 of 17 from the field, 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He did turn the ball over 4 times. Zach LaVine, 25 minutes, 24 points, 9 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and a plus 18. Kobe White was a plus 21. Actually, your best plus minus out there was Lauri Markkanen. He was a plus 23, which is why the plus minus figures are something to take with a grain of salt, however you want to look at them in that regard. I think that Kobe White is proving that he can run the point. I think that Zach LaVine is proving that he can run the point if need be and plays a lot better as an off-ball guard. Zach LaVine had great preseason numbers last year. He's having great preseason numbers this year. Kobe White is being given the reins, and they are letting him do his thing, which I think is awesome. And as long as Tomas Satoransky is out, and as long as Devon Dodson is out, you're going to get to see him play, at least in the regular season, upwards of 30 minutes a night. You're also going to get to see Ryan Arcidiacono, and he played 22 minutes off the bench, and he basically had a Ryan Arcidiacono type of game, 7 points and 3-7 shooting. Kobe White is going to be this team's starting point guard by hook or by crook. All the talk about him being a combo guard is him being a combo guard in how he plays on the court. He is going to be this team's starting point guard, and maybe that explains why the Bulls, when given the opportunity to draft a starting point guard, whether it be Tyrese Haliburton or Killian Hayes, that they elected to go with Patrick Williams. And granted, it's a very early return, but I think that Patrick Williams is proving why he was worth the number 4 pick in this last draft. He has that type of ability to be a game changer at the point guard position. And look, we've talked about positionless basketball. That's what the Bulls are employing. So whether or not it is White or Levine or Satoransky or somebody else running the point, you are going to see Coby White as that primary ball handler most of the time. And there are also going to be opportunities for Zach LaVine to distribute the ball. And I think that that is an encouraging sign when you go look into last night's box score and they have 26 assists. Anytime that you're above 25 assists, you've had a good night. Now, the Bulls are never going to average that 35 assists per game that Jim Boylan put out there last year. But I look at it and I say, if you're averaging between 25 and 30 assists tonight, then you are in a really good position to have successful offensive basketball. And the Bulls right now are doing a really good job on the boards. They have been positive in the rebounding margin in all three games. They out-rebounded Oklahoma City 61-46 last night. If you're plus 15 in the rebounding margin, you're giving yourselves an opportunity to get second chance points. I like where the Bulls are at this point. I think the Bulls have got a long way to go, but I think what you saw in this last game is that if they're at their best, if they are playing the way that Billy Donovan wants them to play offensively, which is complementary basketball, they're going to be a much better team than we first thought. And to me, that is the most encouraging sign of any if you're a Chicago Bulls fan. Final preseason game is tomorrow night against the Thunder. We are going to have a comprehensive recap of that. And then we are going to have our man Brad Harden on the following episode to preview the season opener between the Bulls and the Hawks. Brad is the host of the Hoopball Atlanta Hawks podcast, and he will be a part of the program. Before we go, I do want to talk to you about a couple of things that we do have going on at Hoopball. The Brews Letter. Quickly, we need to pause the show for an announcement. It's a fun one. It's free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. What's the stuff? The Brews Letter is back. Oh, yes, back and fresh for the 2020-21 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else, too. It's not on the website. It's not in any podcast. It's not on social media. It's only in the email newsletter. And you can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/brewsletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/brewsletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox every day. And we also have to talk to you about the Fantasy Pass. All right, here's the thing. Hoopball is a great website. We all love the content. We all love that it exists. I love that it exists because it gives me a platform to talk about the Chicago Bulls. But Hoopball needs to keep the lights on, or so for a few weeks every year we sell stuff. This year, the best deal in fantasy is here at Hoopball, and it's called the Fantasy Pass. It's just $4.99 a month and gets you the entire draft guide, the Brewski 150, our DFS pass, and all in-season fantasy tools. That's nuts. Just $4.99 for all of that stuff. Look, if you're going to go to Starbucks and waste your money on a pumpkin spice latte, then you have $4.99 a month to spend to make you the best fantasy player around. So please, do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com and click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall. And with that, we're going to say goodbye here on the Hoopball Chicago Bulls podcast. Bulls win preseason game 3, 124-103 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bulls will be back at it tomorrow night in OKC, and we will have our morning after reaction on a Saturday morning, so hope that you will tune in for that. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and as always, go Bulls!
This has been a Hoop Bull presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.